Jeez. No respect, man.
Just fresh. Freshman sheet.
Ross, talk a little bit about the offensive rebounds tonight. Is that something you really wanted to go after?
I mean, we've been losing rebounding battles for the last few games. So, anytime we can get a rebound to help us out rebound the other team, we needed to get it. So we focused on just boarding, rebounding the ball.
Do you feel like this is the first time you guys have really played the full game and play? You know, usually teams get back in the second half against you guys. I feel like you guys really closed out well in this one.
Yeah, I mean that's learning. We're getting better and better every day. I mean, at the beginning of the season, we might not have closed out the game like we did today. I mean, that's just us freshmen and some of the older guys just getting used to just continue to pound the team until the end of the game.
Guards gave you guys some good looks underneath tonight.
Oh, yeah. Our guards, like I said, we play as a team. We love each other. We love playing with each other. I mean, anytime they could get us the ball, usually they try to get it to them. And when we don't have anything and they're open, we try to kick the ball out to them. And that's how a good team's supposed to play.
Get a couple of flashy plays to the basket and dribble drives. It seemed like your comfort levels maybe sort of matching the competition now and you're starting to settle in. You think that's happening for you?
Yeah, I mean, like I told you at the beginning of the season, like it's only gonna take me so long to get comfortable. I mean, once I get comfortable, it's the same thing I've been doing my whole life. I mean, just going out there, have fun, having my team win. I've always been a winner. That's what I love to do. I mean, it don't really matter about points or anything to me. It's just going out there to get a win. I think that's why, because BG brought me here.
Robert, on a night like tonight where, you know, you got the advantage with size and talent, what motivated you, to give, you know, the effort that you did?
Because, like I say, over the season, like at the beginning of the season, we wouldn't have did this. Now, as we grow and mature, we see that we have to bring it every night. Like a game like UNC Wilmington where we won, we made the correct plays at the right time. We just didn't want to do the correct things at the right time of night. We wanted to play our game, the whole game, and go ahead and take them out early.
We talked earlier in the week about getting shots up before practice, working at the top of the key with a three-point shot. When you had that chance tonight, it paid off.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's every day for me. I mean, my dad, he always preached to me, if I want to be a great player, I have to do extra. I have to do little things. So every day I try to come in early, get shots up, or either stay late, get shots up. I mean, that's how I've been since day one. So it's nothing new to me. I mean, like I said, at the beginning of the season, it kind of went falling. But now more and more I get comfortable, it's going to fall. So like I said, I'm not really worried about anything like that. Once I get into it, I get into it.
I imagine it's not often, and you've only been here not very long, but it's not often you get an advantage like you guys did in size, or pretty much all your every position was you got a bigger player.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you go see that. I mean, all the good teams that's out there, they don't always have big players. A lot of people play four out with one big. That means they try to take advantage of me as a four. Being 6'8", 6'9", to step out and guard a 6'6" guy. I mean, that's just a challenge that I got to come up against. I mean, they go try to stretch me out, take me out to dribble. That's just every day in practice, just working on defense and shutting down guys, guarding guards in practice, doing whatever it takes to just get better at that type of thing so I can stay on the floor.
How did Solomon look to you, man?
Oh, Solomon's going to be good. I mean, he's a good player. I mean, even from this week, you could just see flashes already. I mean, he's a good player. Because BG didn't bring him here for no reason. I mean, he got great vision. And some of the passes he made tonight, it's a couple of the guys I'm ready for. But I know once some of the key guys get on the floor, those passes are going to be spectacular plays. So he's an exciting player. You go see a lot from him. I mean, he's really athletic. He can really pass the basketball.
You guys are gonna give him a hard time now, being the kid now. You guys got the extra 8 games on him.
He's one of the freshmen. I mean, we have to go through certain things. He's just one of us now. Coach BG always give us a hard time. They give us a hard time sometimes, so we have to just go through it. We accept it. I mean, we love being a freshman. Because what better can you say than a freshman did this, a freshman did that. So we love it, and we just accept it and just have fun. Because you're only going to be a freshman once.
He doesn't always bank his free throws, does he? He doesn't always bank his free throws like that, does he?
Well, it was funny because at first when he shot the first free throw out of the glass, everybody just looked at each other like, did he try to do that? And then he looked at the bench, and then he did it again. We was like, yeah, he was trying to do that. I mean, that's just his personality. I mean, he's just gifted. I mean, he could do certain things certain guys could do. Because I know when I clinked mine on the side of the backboard, it wasn't because I tried to do it. So.
Anything else?
Thank you.